Welcome back to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Evan Little, and today we're sitting down at Lely Corporation for this week's big events. There are quite a few things going on, but it all revolves around the grand opening ceremony of the facility here in Pella. We're sitting down today with Chad Heiser, Director of Operations here, and also with Peter Langebeke, President of Lely North America. And we're going to be talking, like I said, about the event this week and what you guys do. And first and foremost, I'd really like to thank both of you for coming on Let's Talk Pella.
Great. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, Evan, for the opportunity. We're excited to be here this week.
Speaking of this week, there's quite a bit going on. You guys are setting up as we speak for this week's festivities. Chad, could you tell us a little bit about the event that you're holding and the crowd of people?
We're excited here this week. It is, again, our week to celebrate our grand opening of this facility, and we're excited to share that with many groups. Certainly, one of our very important groups is we're going to welcome over 400 customers and Lely Center dealers from around North America here to Pella. They'll be arriving on Wednesday of this week and be spending time here in the community and at this facility. So we're excited to start our activities off with some events at Central College. There'll be some people around town visiting and doing some shopping. And then we will have our formal grand opening ceremonies on Thursday morning here at the facility for those dealers and the customers. We're also excited to welcome several special guests to that event. Governor Branstad is going to be having a few comments and remarks. Mary Andringa will be making some comments. And certainly Alexander Vanderlely, our current owner and CEO, and his son Lawrence will be joining us to officially open this building. We're also excited. We have some guests from the Dutch Embassy joining us out of Washington, D.C. So they'll be spending some time with us on Thursday. So we just have a lot of great groups of people coming to town to be able to expose them to not only Lely USA, but to our location here in Pella. On Friday afternoon, we're excited to open our doors to the community. So from 2 o'clock until 8 o'clock on Friday, we'll be open for people to stop by, take a look at our facility, check out the activities, get a few dairy refreshments, and get a chance to meet our team, see our equipment operated in action, and just really get a kind of put a name and a face to what we do here at Lely.
And Peter, this week's events are really the capstone to getting this facility up and running here in Pella. Were there any difficulties in making this happen, or has this really been just a smooth process for you guys?
Yeah, it actually has been a pretty smooth process for us. This building is put up in 12 months, and it was actually quite an exciting time for us. Picking the site and moving into the building in that short of a time frame was just a great milestone for the team and also for our customers in the North American marketplace to see us moving ahead.
So, Chad, you mentioned the open house this Friday, and there's a lot that people can expect to see. Are there any things that either of you would like to highlight about the open house?
Yeah, I think one of the things that I know as I've been around the community and talked with lots of folks, people are very excited to see the technology. When you tell somebody that that we build a fully automated robotic milking system, you can kind of see that question mark go in their mind as to how does that thing exactly work? And they have visions, I'm sure, of lots of different ways that it might be happening. Obviously, with our agricultural connection here in the central Iowa area, a lot of people have been exposed to the dairy processes over the years, whether it was directly or indirectly with relatives or friends or neighbors. So for them to try and put their mind around exactly what this technology does, how it operates, what the benefits that it brings to our producers around North America, you know, I think one of the things they're really going to get a chance to see is see that equipment actually in operation and be able to visualize and see tangibly in front of them how that equipment is actually operating. And then more importantly as well, you know, what it's going to mean for this facility as we bring this facility online and start building these products here. And really begin to understand the scope of the work we're going to do in this facility.
When we're talking about the work that you guys do, there's a lot of customers that you serve here in North America. Peter, could you tell me a little bit more about the business side of Lely USA and Canada?
What we do with the milk robots, it's a complete new concept and different way of milking a cow and managing your herd. So what we see is that a lot of people are looking for information in the sales process and planning their new building and in the installation phase and later on in the startup phase. So we see a lot of our work is done in getting people the right information, bringing them to other farms to see how the new equipment works for others. So we see a lot on that side, but we also see a lot of activities after the sale where we do a lot of courses, a lot of WebEx meetings, a lot of seminars to help people to get the most out of the new installation.
Excellent. Well, I think that actually takes us through just about everything unless there is something else that either of you guys would like to highlight.
No, I think we're just excited this week to to be holding these festivities for our dealers and our customers, and certainly for the Pella community. We now have a building here. We're adding to our teams, and we certainly are looking forward to a very bright future in the Pella area.
I would like to add, Evan, that we are certainly, we have a lot of involvement from all different people in the industry, but also from farm communities all over North America. And we are somewhat proud that we can involve a lot of different people with this new technology and give them more flexibility and embrace the future of dairy farming.
Well, I'd really like to thank both of you for coming on Let's Talk Pella once again.
Thank you.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Once again, this has been Let's Talk Pella. I'm Evan Little. You're listening to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Stay tuned. Your weather eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.